Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, our news clip question over the weekend was, what do you make of that police officer that gave the finger to protesters? Lori Lightfoot said that that guy should be fired. And 72% of you said she's wrong, don't fire the cop. And 28% of you on our news click are saying, yeah, fire the cop. I do not fire the police officer. I'm with the 72% on this one. I don't like it, but I don't know the full context of that. And I think police officers have been asked to do a lot. Think about that. The cop should not have done that. But this is a man's livelihood. This is his career. If all you know about this guy is that he gave the finger to some protesters, I don't think that should cost him how he feeds his family. Now, if he's a bad cop, if he's got a record, and this is just the straw that breaks the camel's back, fine. But somebody texted in and said, Anna DeVlantis interviewed the guy that took the picture. I missed that interview, Anna. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, good. Thanks for filling in for me the other day, I have to say, John.
yes. I got called
in. For the moment when things went down.
Yeah, your microphone or computer weren't working, and there I was. It was a good show. You got a good producer there.
Yes, here.
Pete does a nice job for both of us. So what's the story on that picture then, Anna?
Okay, so Colin Boyle, he works for Black Club Chicago. He still is at Northwestern as a Medill student. I mean, he's all of, 19 or 20 years old. And he's been covering the protests, and he was assigned to that protest outside Lincoln Park High School. That's when the students had lined up to try to go one way, and the police van wanted to get in front of them. He detailed everything as it unfolded, and as that police van tried to get in front of the protesters, there was some sort of face-off there, maybe some verbal exchanges. But the police officer then, somebody shot a video of that police officer with the double middle finger. He, Colin Boyle from Black Club Chicago, spoke with us, and he said that they stilled it and zoomed in. And the resulting photo is the one that all of us have now seen.
Well, that's how the picture got taken, but that doesn't So I guess my question is, how aggrieved was the police officer? How frustrated or aggravated was he?
I asked that question, what preceded this? And it just seemed to just be general frustration. There was no real moment, like an aggravating moment that he observed. He didn't see anything.
Nobody threw a tomato at him or something like that.
No, or a bottle or nothing like that.
And he was being flipped off by the crowd, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He flipped off by the crowd, and they were yelling something at him.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. That's a verbal tomato. So if they're, I don't know what they were yelling, but I mean, if they're saying something about the cops and giving him the finger, there's some context there. That was the scene as well?
Yeah, that was. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of that. And the cops are asked to keep their cool. And this just seemed like a moment where, he just lost his cool. It was highly unprofessional. You look at it and, I believe that's not an example of what our police are all about. I don't think that that's true. And I think he'd be embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
It was a moment when he lost his cool.
So the police officer is inside the van. The windows are rolled up. He wasn't standing out in front of the crowd parading it. I'm just here again trying to provide some context. The picture is taken through the rolled up window, right?
It is, yeah. So there, I don't know that he could even hear what it is they were saying. The verbal tomatoes, as you put it, I'm not sure he could actually hear them. These officers are working 12 hours on, 12 hours off. All their vacation time has been canceled. They not that protest because they've turned extremely peaceful, and the numbers are great, and they are they're forceful in their messaging, but not turning to violence. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to see so many people taking our streets. At that point, remember, you were just you're a couple days off of some of these protests that had turned more aggressive and violent. There were bottles thrown at police. There were tempers flaring, of course. These are intense situations. But in this case, it just seemed as if there was some sort of a, we want to go first down the road. No, you're going to go first down the road. There was a flipping of the middle finger toward the cops.
Right.
And some words were exchanged. And then he responded with that double middle finger thing. I know you took the poll about whether or not that officer should be fired, and I think that the mayor went too far with that. She seemed to be having lose her cool moment herself when she mentioned that, and I know people have pointed to her own comments about the president. That whole thing just seems... Look, I think our leaders right now have to bring the rhetoric down. And I think that our officers are actually in a difficult situation. They have to hold their head high. They have to perform in a way of extreme professionalism in a very challenging environment. I mean, let's face it, put yourself where they are right now.
Right. Well, I think you're right. Lori Lightfoot can't have it both ways. I mean, she did. She said both things, but it's a clear contradiction. If she says F you to the president, you all talk amongst yourselves about whether or not he deserves it. I don't want my mayor saying that. And if then the police officer gives that gesture, which says the same thing to a crowd of teenagers, well, you can't have it both ways, Lori. It's okay for you, but it's not okay for the cop. And I'll just reiterate my point, Anna, that if I only know that about this police officer, I don't know if he's got a history of being a great cop or a bad cop, but if I only know that, that's going to cost this guy his career? Are you kidding me? You're going to fire that guy? Fire him if he's a bad police officer. I think some police officers should be fired. The union has way too much control over that. But fire him for that? No way. No way.
Well, I think that there's a critical point in there, John. And this, look, I've been a crime reporter in my prior life for years and years and years, front and center, covering these kinds of things. And I've had many friends who are police officers, family members. I've broken bread and have holiday, visits with police officers coming to my home. I'm going to their home. I try to understand their position. By the same token, I've done investigative work to try to expose some of the bad things within the police department. And the reason being is that tarnishes the badge. And when you truly have the bad guys, and I'm not pointing at the guy with the middle finger as being one of these, because, again, we don't know his history. And, again, we're looking at this one isolated moment in time. But there have been officers, and the police in general have been reluctant to go after, remove, and do something to hold them accountable.
Yep. Yep.
When those things happen.
I think they all need to look at that fraternity just a little more closely right now.
Sure. I agree. And look, when I've exposed some of them in the past, it felt as if there was a move to protect rather than do something about it.
I understand that.
Moment in time, we're not going to be okay with that.
Well, and here's another generalization based on very little knowledge. It's a gift. Here's what I'm about to say, that I'll bet that a very high percentage of the police, men and women, are glad that somebody is empowering the mayor or the community or the world to get rid of bad cops. They aren't bad cops, most of them. They know there are some in their midst, and there's that blue line that they all don't cross, but I'll bet a lot of them don't like that fact, but it's just a reality, and they live on that side. They'd be happier. They'd be a better force if some of the bad apples were weeded out. And
in fact, the whistleblowers within the department would tell you that they were not treated necessarily so well when they tried to do that, tried to make it better.
Well, I'm arguing, I'm hoping, I guess that's what I'm doing. I'm hoping that they realize that the force benefits if the bad police officers lose their jobs or are disciplined, right? I mean, that cop in Minneapolis, he had 17 citations against him, which, again, I don't know much more about it than that, because most police officers will have citations against them, because if you're arresting somebody, people are going to be upset and they'll file a complaint.
I talked to a person who worked in internal affairs on that. In 19 years, to have 17 complaints is not outrageous.
Yeah.
It has to do with what they were. Are they unnecessary use of force, or are they conduct unbecoming, or are they ones that have been dismissed for good reasons rather than bad reasons? Are they, you got into it, there was a middle finger up? I don't know. You got to kind of look into the exact details. He did have a shooting situation he was involved with, but overall, just taken as a whole, 19 as a number, I'm told, is not that unusual.
For almost 20 years of service. Jason wanted 17. To say something. Was it 17, Anna? Jason, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, good morning, King.
Hey.
The head of the FOP was on the radio this morning stating 1,000% this officer will not be fired. Period. End of story. He was adamant about it. And he was also bringing up the mayor's statement to the president. And, you know, another topic I was wanting you to talk about is if everybody wants equality and 100% across the board, we need to get rid of affirmative action, and we also need to get rid of the dumbing down of the tests for minorities. Let's all play on the same field, and let's be equal. Let's not use these little things as crutches to assist us through life because, you know, we're so different, but everybody wants to be the same, John. But again, the FOP man said, absolutely not. He was laughing on the radio about it, actually.
Yeah, that's interesting. Thanks for the phone call. He doesn't get to decide. Look, what Lori Lightfoot said to the president has nothing to do with the discipline this man should receive. That's bad for Lori Lightfoot. I'm not talking about Lori Lightfoot. I'm talking about that police officer. What Lori Lightfoot said to the president should have nothing to do with whether or not this man gets disciplined. I don't know that the FOP is the sole decider of that.
Well, and remember what Lightfoot said before she said he should be fired. She said it would be up to the police superintendent ultimately, but her opinion was,
look at the man's record, and then, yeah, if that was, oh, my God, there he goes again, sure, sure. But I don't know that to be the case. Calvin, what did you
want?
Go ahead, Anna.
Well, I just think what I've been told is it could be he could get cited for conduct unbecoming, but nothing. It would never have, in the past at least, ever arisen to a suggestion that he should be fired over that.
Somebody sent me a text and they said in 1968 there was a cop who was giving finger to a photographer and it became kind of an iconic picture. The guy, I don't know if it was a guy or gal that texted me, but they said that was a poster in my dorm room for a long time. We loved it. You know, that sort of FU attitude by the police officer to the photographer. Times have changed. I want to just get in a couple more calls before I break for the news, if you don't mind, Anna. Calvin,
yeah,
you're there on WGN. Hi, Calvin. What's up?
Hey, you know, bottom line, everything starts with respect. I did a survey out here about respect, and 9 out of 10 people, I asked them, what's more important to you, money or respect? And you wouldn't believe, 90% of them said respect. You can't buy that. You got to earn that. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. But what Lightfoot was responding to is a term that Donald Trump said about the people looting. He called them thugs. I had somebody do the research on it and find out, because I've heard that term before.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, in the Baltimore riots, that's the exact term that Obama used. What makes it different? You got to start with respect. If she can't respect that, how can you expect that police officer to respect that?
Thanks.
That police officer would have...
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Finish that thought.
If that police officer would have yelled it out, would that be under freedom of speech?
Yelled what out?
F you. Yeah. Instead of flipping a finger, would that have been more appropriate?
You know, it's funny. If he had said it, I don't know, if it was captured on video, then it might have haunted him anyway. But the fact that it was in a picture, if he had just said it and you took a picture of him saying it, he gets away with it. But because he put both fingers up in the air, he does not. I want to get to Diane. Jump in there, Diane. You're on WGN. Hi.
Oh, hi. I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people are spending time in the park, you know. So I talk to so many people who are not usually in the park, and these are fellow citizens. And anyway, I'm for, in other words, I totally agree with the person before you who said that that police officers certainly should not be fired. But this is like a cherry picking. But see, even though she doesn't have the power to fire him, she should not be saying things that are incendiary because she is a powerful person. The media worldwide is very powerful. Remember the phrase, the world is watching? Well, we've got everybody in other countries. But this is such a shallow issue. It really is shallow, and it's easy. But when you think of people like George Washington who said, in his final address, he said, satisfied that if any circumstances have given peculiar value to my services, they were temporary. I have the consolation to believe that while choice and prudence invite me to quit the political scene, patriotism does not forbid it. just such a humble man. After he fought in the French and Indian War.
Anybody that quotes,
no, I'm saying, but anyway,
Diane,
my comment was on the Thomas Jefferson thing.
Thank you for the call. Anybody that quotes a founding father is a friend of mine. I'm out of time. Anna, you've got a show. You could do this today.
We've got a lot coming up, including talking about this movement to defund the police department. We'll dig into that a little bit with both sides.
We'll be listening. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, appreciate you getting to the bottom of that.